The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. Bev, the operator, is making a very funny face, so it's hard not to laugh at that. We are on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We air on Friday mornings at 8:30. And this week we have the Berkshire Art Association on the program, Mary Beth Eldridge. You do have a title, but it's president. It was going to be past president. Now it's interim president. We'll just say you're with
member.
Yeah, board member. That's a good title. Berkshire Art Association board member Mary Beth Eldridge, here to talk about all the cool things happening with the BAA.
Yeah. So should I start with the
go ahead.
Or the unfinished. So we have currently at the Lichtenstein on Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 3. The gallery is open with the unfinished show, Embracing the Incomplete. And the unfinished show is our second annual. We tried it last year. It was kind of an experiment. We decided to accept
about 40 pieces of art. We asked people to fill out a form, but they did not have to show what their work looked like because they might still be working on it. And we accepted the work without any restrictions other than safety. And it was a well-received show, kind of an artist show in a way, because the artist came in and kind of enjoyed looking at fellow artists' work, but also speaking to them about it and asking questions and wondering why the work was unfinished, but the public also enjoyed it, so we decided to try it again.
Yay.
And we have a great show. Really looks lovely.
It does look lovely. I will say it looks lovely, and there are pieces that I'm very interested in talking directly to the artist because in my mind they look finished.
I
appreciate the artist, because the artist knows their own artwork, saying they're not finished and why they're not finished. And it is about the process too. You know, Sean McCusker is in the show, and his process is very long and laborious to do those different layers. So it's always interesting to see his pieces along the way and which layer is he at of the final product. So there's how many artists are in this one? 40-ish,
yes. Honestly, I'm not absolutely sure.
The
now
list is
that
long.
I think of it, but it's a long list, and it's a lot of favorites, a lot of people you'd like to see their work. So that's good.
Very cool. There was a successful opening, which I love. An artist in Pittsfield, and she has a studio at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, Jessie Tobin McCulley, told me this just this week, that she came to Pittsfield on Saturday, kind of a rainy, yucky day, went to the movies with her family, and then went to Hot Plate, I think, for us, brought a snack and had a beverage at Hot Plate, then came over to the fellowship show. And then after that, I think she said she went to the opening, the grand opening of a store, and then out to dinner. So she said, you know, it was a rainy, kind of yucky day, and it was amazing. And the crowd at the opening was great, and Pittsfield was happening, even on a rainy day. So that was good. That is the key, a lot of times, to, in my opinion, a successful show or exhibit. If you have 40-ish artists involved, if at least one of the artists comes, that's 40-plus people that come to the opening. And it's really cool when they tell all their friends, so then you almost double that number.
Yeah.
And so it's usually a successful event when you involve all of these artists at an exhibit. Berkshire Art Association Unfinished is the name of the show. I also like the name because it pretty much tells you what it is. You don't have to go on and on about what this show is. Unfinished pieces of art from Berkshire Art Association. Did a call for art, received artwork that was unfinished, and it's now up on the walls of the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts through March 28th. You can come see the art 11 to 3 Wednesday through Friday or by appointment. Please call us anytime if you want to come at a different time, and we're happy to help that make that happen.
Are any of the artists wanting to come in now and finish them? Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
I'm sure after the show, that would be fun to take a picture of them in the show and then have them all send pictures of the quote-unquote finished product.
That would be interesting.
Yes, for sure. There is a closing reception. So if you're interested in meeting the artists and didn't have a chance to come to the opening reception, the closing reception is March 28th.
Yep. Thursday, March 28th from 5 to 7.
And is there a talk or something on that?
It's loose again because, you know, everything's kind of unfinished. artists who want to talk about their art, well, I know of some who will definitely want to talk about their process and what they were thinking. Some of the art is, for instance, Mark Mellinger is one of the artists. He's prolific. He does a lot of work. He's usually fairly abstract, his work is. This one is a collage. It raises questions. I think he wants to talk about it.
Well, I hope so.
And others have said as well. So I know Sean McCusker is another one. So we're hoping to have a lively discussion. I think that will be fun because rather than trying to figure out who the artist is in the room and then asking a question at a busy reception. And it was busy. We had a really good turnout. I'm very poor at making those estimates, but I think we did the place was hopping. So I think to have people stand up and maybe take a question or talk freely about what they want to talk about regarding their work, I think that will be fun.
Yes, and that is on March 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. The Berkshire Art Association Unfinished Show is at the Lichtenstein through March 28th. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. Always thank you, Bev. And Mary Beth Eldridge is here from the Berkshire Art Association to talk about all of the cool things happening with the Berkshire Art Association, including the current unfinished show that goes through March 28th at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. And then after that, there's no rest for the weary. You have the next show in April also. Yes.
Yeah. So just less than a week later, we'll open the Berkshire Art Association Fellowship Show. And it's a show where we put out a call for art, and we ask for students who are either Berkshire residents going to college and majoring in art or an art-related field anywhere in the world, or Berkshire students who are going to school at Berkshire County colleges, Williams, Berkshire Community College, MCLA, Simon's Rock, and they could be from anywhere, or they could be Berkshire residents.
And sometimes they are art majors?
They are also art majors or in an art-related career or area, maybe art history or graphic design or something more specific. And we had 41 applicants this year, which is higher than the last few years. And 17 were accepted, and their work was accepted. And it's a great collection of work, really interesting pieces. We've got video, we've got sculpture, painting, printmaking, a nice variety, graphic design, nice variety.
That's great.
So that was exciting. The jurying took place last week. And now we're accepting the work, and some is coming today.
Some is coming when we're recording this today. Yes. That is true. The college students, for many of these college students, it's so fun to watch because it's, for some of them, their first gallery show.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to see, it's always cool, in my opinion, to see the look of the artists when their work is on the wall and people are at the reception congratulating all of the artists. Very cool. And there are prizes involved with this show.
Yes. So we are very fortunate to have, for the third year, a grant from the Feigenbaum Foundation. And our goal each year is to award, distribute $5,000 worth of fellowship money. And it's not really scholarship money. It can be used really for the artists' decision. What they decide might be a little bit of travel. It might be go towards supplies. Could be a lot of things. So we also, the last couple of years, have determined that if the art is in the show, it's already been selected. So if the artist is showing at this exhibit, then they will receive something. So it's kind of the they've already received, they've already been picked, and we want to acknowledge that and acknowledge their effort in getting the work in and all of that's gone into that. So we felt like that was a fair way, and then we just make some decisions about how much and to who and that sort of thing. And we do have the Norman and Rose Avnet Berkshire Scholarship, which is just a dedicated scholarship to a Berkshire County student who might be going to college somewhere outside of the county, but they also could be both. They could be both
but
attending.
But they live in Berkshire
they
County.
They live in Berkshire
or
County.
Or they're from Berkshire
yes, County. Yes, yeah. They may that's, be living at college right yes, now, but they yes. really are from Berkshire County. And that, so that's a really an honor because we have more than one who fall into that category. Yes.
It's a very cool show because you, as I said, see the college students' enthusiasm, but also it's cool, it's great for the college students themselves to learn the process of being accepted into an art show. There's a jury, there's a call for art, there's a jury that selects your piece, you get selected, you get notified that you were selected, and then you have to follow, which Mary Beth and I are laughing at this because sometimes this part is the hardest. You have to follow the instructions or directions onto when to drop the art off, which are usually two select pieces of time. Monday, let's say 12 to 4, and a Friday, let's say 12 to 4. And it's very difficult for many of these students to follow those directions. Now, I have teenage boys, and I am beginning to understand why it is so hard for them to follow these directions. There's tons of other things happening in these people's lives. And so we at the Lichtenstein, alongside Berkshire Art Association, are so happy to help guide them and help get them to drop their work off in time for the installation. So this show is up. When is the opening reception for the fellowship show?
The opening reception is April 6th from 3 to 5 at the Lichtenstein, and it goes through the month of April. I think ending on, now I'm thinking the weekend is, the last weekend will be when the students take their work. And it happens sometimes that college calendars being what they are, that sometimes one or two of the pieces are going to have to be picked up early because there's another student show back at the college. So we'd like to see the work up as long as possible, but we accommodate that because it's understandable.
We keep calm and quite flexible when it comes to the college students and their needs, which is important in life.
It is. And it's not always easy for them either.
No.
So, you know, they're having their parents pick up their work, or they're at Williams or MCLA and trying to get a ride.
Right.
A
they
lot
might
of
not
things
have
happen.
Transportation, and so they get rides. We do appreciate the effort of all of them that is being put in, but it just makes us laugh sometimes.
Couldn't you just go and deliver for them?
Oh, Bev. But this is, yeah, see, the enabling part is the part that we're trying to be free and do not, you don't want to enable the teenagers.
Right. And as true as that is, we have picked up, we have, yes, we've done a lot of that stuff.
We have done some of that, but we encourage them.
Independence.
Independence is always encouraged. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is here running the board, and Mary Beth Eldridge is here from the Berkshire Art Association talking about the BAA. So let's back up and talk about the BAA. What is the BAA?
The Berkshire Art Association has been around since 1952, I believe. And it's kind of morphed over the years in a lot of ways. But currently, our mission is to provide access to the art, to the visual arts, and also to connect artists and the community. Both are important. The community coming to see art, to experience visual art, is important, and helping to artists to gain access themselves to where they can show their art, to other artists, to members of the community. It all kind of goes together. So we are not about primarily about promoting artists. We're really about the community and the visual arts and how we can make that connection.
And part of your mission or part of something that you do is to offer field trips.
Yes. We also have not only artists, but emerging artists. So we think of our secondary level art students who are in high school in Berkshire County as being those emerging artists. And it began with just Pittsfield. The Berkshire Art Association, I would say in the early 2000s, started giving a small stipend or amount or award. It depends on what your business department at your school district wants to call it, to provide money to go toward field trips. And Pittsfield High School, Taconic High School, and at the time, St. Joseph's High School would receive them every year. And that's actually how I kind of got involved, because my students were benefiting each year. And this was just given with no, you didn't have to apply. They just delivered a check. It was lovely. And it really helped students. There's no longer a budget item for field trips. They have to be paid for by the students or by grants. And that's what we were doing. And it helps students who couldn't otherwise go, really, on some of these trips. It makes a big difference. So we ask art teachers to apply for these grants, and we do our best to spend all our money or all our allocated money toward that. We also, right before the pandemic, we started to think that an art project fund would be also a good way to support students. And our thought was that very often the materials that art teachers order back, the spring before the school year, get depleted during the year, but also there might be a particular student, maybe a more advanced student, who would really benefit by a particular piece of equipment or material, and you just don't have that in your budget or on the list, or it's not very accessible. And our teachers are very generous, but they need support. Yes. That way. And then also, it also would come in handy if there was an exhibit that those field trips were bringing those students to that brought up a different aspect of art that also might inspire a project, and they might just need some materials. So they can also apply for those. And they're modest amounts, but we're happy to do it when we can. And it's a great thing to be able to get behind.
Yes, and offer the community. Mary Beth Eldridge is here from the Berkshire Art Association, and you referenced your past life. Mary Beth is a retired art teacher from Taconic High School, so you know firsthand all of the things, most of the things that you're talking about, you know firsthand from your teaching career, which is beneficial to have you in this position because it just widens your vision of the mm-hmm. needs and mm-hmm. wants of the community, which is great. And I do think that the Berkshire Art Association is not known to, as even though you've been around since 1952, there are so many people that don't know about you. They might know of some things that happen with the Berkshire Art Association, but they don't know that it's you that is putting them on mm-hmm. or putting the event on. So berkshireartassociation.org.
Yes.
Is that the website? Yes. berkshireartassociation.org to look into more of these grants and the shows that we're talking about. You have all that information. The BAA is also the entity that leads the 10 by 10 Real Art Party during the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. And that just gets better and better every year. For the first time ever, it was at the Clock Tower Artist Studios this year. And I just talked to Shawnee Porras again, one of the artists at the Clock Tower, about it. And she said that the artists at the Clock Tower were so happy to host it in that space. And it used to be at the Berkshire Museum in the Crane Room, which was wonderful. Thank you, Berkshire Museum, for hosting it. They were doing some renovations, and so there was talk about a new location. The Clock Tower Artist Studios came up. That is in the Eagle Building, where the Berkshire Eagle is at 75 South Church Street, if you haven't been, on the third floor. And it worked out so well.
Really did. It really did. They were great hosts. And the building, the building manager, Dan Saldato, was a great host as well and really made it possible for us to set up, to take in the art for the 10 by 10 and to display it. And made it very easy for us. He was very generous. So we are really grateful to the Clock Tower Business Center as well. But the Clock Tower artists were happy to have us. They were able to open their studios, and that made it possible for people to really make an evening of it, to go into the studios. There were drawings for items, yeah. And there was a lot to do from 5:30 to 6:30-ish. And then there was time to look at the art and then to participate in this drawing for art if you had a ticket. So it's a free event, but if students or if people want to purchase tickets, every ticket holder is guaranteed a piece of 10-inch by 10-inch art. And the artists are from the Berkshires and beyond. A lot of them are just fan favorites. People look for their work each year, and they hope to hear their name called early so that they can grab a really cool piece of art. But we had about 130 pieces, and I can't say that there was a bad one in the bunch. Lots of really beautiful work.
There wasn't a bad one in the bunch. You know, my name has been called towards the end, and I still have amazing works of art. Like, that's what the cool thing is about the 10 by 10, because often many of these artists would sell these pieces for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. This artwork is very valuable, and they donate it for this Berkshire Art Association event, the 10 by 10 Real Art Party. So I think we would call that a grand success once again.
Yeah, we were very pleased. It was a really fun place to do it. Lots of parking. That was another big thing in February in the winter in the Berkshires. Very nice. So all went well. That was great. And that money, it's not exactly specifically, but a lot of it goes to those field trip and the art project money. And so we think we're in really good shape.
Yeah, it goes right back into the community. That's also a very cool thing. All of the money raised goes right back into the community, to the Berkshire Art Association, which is year round, doing year round things, specifically February, March, and April.
Gets have a little been busy.
Very busy, busy months. We are talking to Mary Beth Eldridge from the Berkshire Art Association on the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We're on 89.7 FM WTBR, and we are talking about the Berkshire Art Association's current show at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts called Unfinished, and then its upcoming show in April, which is the annual College Fellowship Show. Unfinished features about 40 artists, and it's exactly what it sounds like. Artists have submitted work that is quote-unquote unfinished, even though in my eye it looks beautiful and almost finished. So the idea behind it is kind of to see the artists raw, like what the process is and how they're, someone said, one of the artists actually said, they're showing their vulnerability. And I was like, whoa, this is getting a little little deep. I just was happy to see that you didn't think this was finished. But it's cool to talk to the artists about why it's not finished, even if you, from, you know, the naked eye, you're like, wow, this is a beautiful piece of art. But behind the scenes, they have other things to put into it. And so you can talk to the artists about that on March 28th for the closing reception. So this show is up through the month of March at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 3 are the official hours. Also by appointment. So please call us if you want to come in at another time. And then the closing reception is March 28th, which is the Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. And we hope that many of the artists will be there once again to talk about the process and unfinished or finished or what they have to do to finish the piece of art. And then we're heading right into the College Fellowship Show, which opens on April 6th. And we have about three more minutes. Let's talk a little bit more about the College Fellowship Show again.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about college students and what college students are like. And last year, we had the same kind of thing. It was an afternoon, a Saturday afternoon, 3 to 5. And it was a gorgeous day. It was in the 60s, maybe warmer. Just a beautiful day. And I thought, oh, they're all going to be out on the lawn at Williams College and MCLA. They're going to be throwing frisbees. None of them are going to come. And I was, so at 3 o'clock, honestly, there was one. There were a few community members. There was one artist there. And give it about 20 minutes, and they all showed up. They ate all our food. They drank all our refreshments. And they were it was so lovely because there was such a contrast between that empty studio and then all those students mm-hmm. coming in. That was really nice. And we love to get some students being what they are. It is rare for a student to really come back and say, oh, this is what I did with my money. But some do, and when they do, it's very positive. So, and it really makes you feel like it's all worth it. But I would also like to say that we won't be completely resting after this show, because the next thing is we will put out the call for art in late April, May, for our biennial show, which is called Visible. And so we got Unfinished, we got Visible.
All the things.
Yeah, that's all good. The things, yes. And that is open to artists from New England and New York State. We call it the Northeast. And the call is out on artcall.org. So artists who actually check into that site for other arts opportunities, we'll see it go up, I believe, late April, early May for sure. And then that show will be juried in July. And it'll be open for 6 weeks-ish. And then the jurors will meet in July. And that show will be up in October, November at the Lichtenstein. So that's something to look forward to.
Yes.
We kind of give people a long lead time because the summer is tricky for artists and
Goes by quickly.
For everybody.
And approaches quickly and goes by quickly. Mm-hmm. So that is important. There are artists out there that are always saying, when is the next opportunity to be involved in a show? And so that's why we love the Berkshire Art Association. They have calls for art often throughout the year. And this is, as you said, a biennial show. And so it will happen in October and November. Is that what we said? October and November of this year. Happens every other year at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. All of this information that we're talking about is on BerkshireArtAssociation.org. BerkshireArtAssociation.org. Thank you so much, Mary Beth, for all you do.
Thank you, Jen.
And thanks, Bev, for running the board. Have a good day, everyone.